Broadcasting from the confines of an abandoned radio station in the secluded ghost town of High Strangeness, just outside of Area 51. It's time for full disclosure of the topics they told us were off limits. Hello, everybody. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM, broadcasting from the 840 WHAS studios of iHeartMedia in Louisville, Kentucky. Home of, get this, the Fugate family in the 1820s, known for their bright blue skin, yep, due to an enzyme deficiency. Apparently, they are more bright blue-skinned family members that have passed on the gene, and they're still around in the hills of eastern Kentucky. It's on the banks of Troublesome Creek. Great name for that. Wow. Go Big Blue. I guess they're Wildcat fans, or so I hope so. So, tonight on Coast to Coast AM, the world's first cryptocurrency bank, it was raided. Stay with us. We'll learn more about that from the founder, Jared Rice Sr. ETs and ghosts found in the light of our sun? Absolutely. William Lawrence will be on tonight to talk about that as well. So, hey, it's time now to turn off the lights and join me for another interesting evening of conversation, much needed education, and the chance that we might get a little closer to the truth of what lurks amongst us and what is beyond. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM. You're listening to Coast AM. Hi, everybody. I'm Connie Willis, or Crypto Connie tonight, at least for the first hour, right? I've been given that name. I want to thank those of you that have labeled me that. It's a lot of fun in the crypto world. First of all, I want you to know where you can find me elsewhere here of Coast to Coast, but on Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis, my YouTube channel, Earth's Most Interesting Conversations. That's where the Crypto Connie came from. That's one of my playlists. So I hope you join me, subscribe, and of course, join the journey on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and Steam it, and it goes on and on and on and on. And I want to thank all of you that support me there as well as you support me here. I want to appreciate as well, I want you to know that I appreciate all the emails. I'm still answering them from the last time I was on. And when I was sick with the flu, you guys really threw a lot of emails at me wishing me the best, and I appreciate that too. So I will not be around for the month of February. Normally I am saying happy Valentine's Day to you. I'll be back March 3rd and also March 24th. And so I want to wish you guys all a happy Valentine's Day in between. I hope you have a good one, and it's love is the whole reason we're here. So I hope you have somebody sweet in your life and you enjoy a really nice Valentine's Day. Even I know it's a little ways away, but just want to wish you that. Well, let's go ahead and bring on our first guest. Pretty interesting things have developed. I actually interviewed this person. It's Jared Rice Sr., founder of Arise Bank. This is the world's first cryptocurrency bank on the blockchain. And I got to talk to him before on Blue Rock Talk, and we had a really good conversation on the show. But then even afterwards, we had a great conversation. He does a lot for the community and the different things. And I thought, gosh, this is the stuff I want to talk about with you. And he's just gone through something pretty amazing just yesterday. So I just got little bits and pieces and found out myself what was going on, just a little bit here and a little bit there. And so we're going to get it right from the horse's mouth, if you will, and find out what happened. I'm going to let him tell you what happened. So that way the facts are straight, and then we'll find out what he's going to do with this situation about, we'll just bring him on and let him talk. Hello there, Jared Rice Sr. Welcome to Coast, your first time on Coast to Coast. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm always doing good.
Yeah, you're okay? I heard some bad things.
Yeah, we're doing great. A little bit of a weird day yesterday, but nevertheless, we're doing great.
Okay, well, tell everybody who you are, a little bit of your background.
Yeah, I'm Jared Rice Sr. I started Arise Bank about a year ago, and as the world's first cryptocurrency bank and the world's first decentralized bank. And so we've been in development for the last year, and we had started an ICO in late November, and obviously that's been shut down here. But we're trying to change the world. You know, we're trying to bring freedom back to people, and you know, we're gonna continue that fight.
Well, I know that you said when I talked to you before and what you're talking about with your bank, you've got so many wonderful things that you're going to do with it. Where all the, it's so hard now to take coins that you get in the crypto world and try to cash them out. There's so many different bells and whistles you have to go through and things that you have to jump just to make that happen. And you were going to make that easier. And you were going to have a day trader and an auto day trader and a blockchain phone and a whole lot of other neat things. But tell us what happened yesterday and we'll go from there.
Well, we were
That
all
sounds like a mouthful already, right?
yeah, we were all asleep. We rarely sleep, but we had been up all day the previous day working on, filling out some change of control documents for the bank acquisition that's ongoing, and we had posted some of that stuff to Telegram, and we went to sleep that night, and then I got woke up that morning with guns pointed at me. So, it was put your hands where we can see them, and so obviously we did. And it was pretty weird. I mean, at first I didn't even know why they were there. They brought us outside, handcuffed us, put us around a Suburban in the driveway. And I'd asked one of the guys, what's going on, and they said, we'll talk about it later. And so I didn't know if it was a joke or if it was, I really didn't know what was going on. But all of our guys stayed calm, and it was really cold outside, but nevertheless, I mean, we all stayed pretty calm. And so they brought the cavalry. There's no doubt about that. They
When
had a shield.
you say that,
They
oh yeah, when you say
brought
that was.
many agents. All of them were armed. They brought a shield into our community guy's room, his bedroom, and basically, I mean, it was just overkill, I think. And I think they kind of realized that there was no guns on the property, there was no anything on the property, just our computers and phones and some clothes and some food. And it was overkill. So, and they set us all down and talked to us. I mean, we all cooperated. We have nothing to hide. I mean, everything that we're working on that we talk about, we're very proud of. We've put a lot of effort and work into this platform and into the vision, and I mean, we're super proud of it. So, we let them know that. We sat outside with some of those agents talking about change and just why we do what we do. And I think some of those guys understood where we were coming from. But nevertheless, probably within an hour or two, the SEC showed up, and then a receiver, a court-appointed receiver, who was going to take over Arise Bank and all of the assets, pending, acquisitions, pretty much all the ICO funds, everything, computers, phones. He showed up. He was with Jones Day, the law firm in Dallas. They may have other locations, but I know they're in Dallas for sure. So they showed up and they were wanting to know where everything was. So, we gave them everything that we had access to. I mean, they asked us for passwords to accounts. We gave it to them. So we were very cooperative. I thought they were pretty nice. At the end of the day, I don't think it was anybody was rude or anything like that. So, everybody kind of cooperated with each other. But nevertheless, it was very, very shocking.
So the SEC, the FBI, the feds, basically 100 or so, I mean, SWAT guys were there and
I wouldn't call them SWAT guys. I mean, when
no.
they conduct a raid, I assume, they've got guys that, make sure that, there's nobody with guns or anything in there. But, I think that in my mind, I think they should have known, at least in my opinion. I mean, they got a lot of data. I mean, I would assume that they knew everybody that was there, and they should have known that we weren't armed, that, we're not here to hurt anybody. And, I think they figured that out pretty quick.
Well, to do that to you, to do that to you and to seize all your everything that you had, why would they do this?
We still don't understand. We've read the SEC documents that they gave us. There's a lot of information in there that's misinformation. You know, I think that there's a lack of understanding around Arise Bank and what we do. You know, I don't think anybody there was doing anything other than their job. You know, I mean, they were told to do that. So, you know, obviously they took pretty good care of us out there while they were there. So, you know, I think most of it. Yeah.
But did they say, I mean, this is why we're doing this? I mean, they had to say something, right?
You know, like I said, I mean, there was a lot of, I think, confusion around what we're doing. You know, Arise Bank is a vision. You know, I think they thought that we were trying to, you know, we were fooling investors or something of that nature into thinking that all of these things were already available. When in turn, you know, we've been very open with investors and contributors on, you know, really where we're at in the development process. I mean, we've, you know, been releasing a lot of videos as of late, you know, Sean Worthington at CloudCoin put some videos out, and, you know, certainly they've been helping us with development. And, you know, so I think there was a lot of confusion around some of the intricacies of what we're doing. I think there's a lot of people possibly at the SEC that may not understand cryptocurrencies and blockchain maybe as good as they think they do. So there's some issues there. And, you know, the way we see it, you know, I made a promise in the beginning that I was going to stand for the American people's rights. You know, that's where I'm from. That's where I live. That's where I was born. You know, I'm a patriot first and a programmer second. So, you know, we're going to fight this. You know, I think it's good for the blockchain. I think it's good for the industry that, you know, a lot of these things that they're confused over get clarified. And, you know, decentralization is a part of our lives. You know, it's not going anywhere. You know, in the same light, just as I created this vision, you know, somebody else could take this vision and go and create it, you know, and then they'd have to go stop somebody else, you know. So, you know, we're proud of where we're at. You know, we're ready to fight this and you know, obviously explain what Arise Bank is. And, you know, I hope, you know, the SEC is open to having those sort of discussions and, you know, trying to figure out a fair way to regulate all this stuff so that, you know, we can move on as Americans and use this decentralized technology to really better our lives and our futures. And, you know, I think that's the best pathway for everybody.
Well, some of the things I heard, and you tell me what's wrong or what's right so that we can get it straight. Okay. So I was told that the biggest reason was that this occurred was because you were using the name bank and they don't want you to use the name bank. I also heard that you had just went through something and you got okayed by a court that the name bank was okay.
We were never okayed by a court that the bank was the name bank was okay. That's not true.
Okay.
Now, as far as the word bank, you know, I mean, I'm just going by the definitions in the dictionary here. But you know, the word bank has many definitions. You know, for a traditional bank, a regulated bank, you know, I can understand, you know, the state of Texas's issue with that. I never disagreed with that. But as far as a decentralized bank that's peer-to-peer, you know, where there's no, like, you know, interaction or interference from a company per se, and it's all, you know, between the people, you know, I look at it as, you know, Arise Bank is installed on people's phones and computers. They hold their own money. We don't hold any of their money. So, you know, really they're keeping a stock of cryptocurrency in their possession that they can use when required. You know, that's one of the definitions of the word bank. You know, it derives from food banks and other sort of banks. And so, traditional financial banks, regulated banks, they're not the only kind of banks in the world. And, you know, I feel that, you know, a decentralized cryptocurrency bank, it doesn't have to be, you know, the kind of bank that they're trying to define it as.
Yeah, but I guess the name itself, it's a label, so, you know, I don't know. I don't know what those laws are, but that's what I'm hearing is because of the bank. I mean, for them to put guns in your face, it sounds like a drug ring kind of thing, you know, but you're putting together a bank, so.
It does sound like that. That was probably the most offensive part of it. You know, again, sure. I try to look at things from a fair perspective. You know, in some ways you would say, you know, they didn't know what they were going into. in other ways, I think, you know, I give the FBI a lot of credit that they have a lot of information. You know, they're able to, you know what's going on. They know who they're dealing with. You know, and look, none of us have that sort of history. You know, nobody there, you know, that was with us had that sort of history or anything of that sort. So, you know, it is confusing to me, certainly. But, you know, it's already happened. So, it is what it is.
So, now, again, if any of this is wrong, tell me. But I was told they seized all of your crypto, your phones, your computer. They took everything. And I guess you said as well, it's I guess Jones Day is taking care of this. It's in some sort of maybe temporary escrow account kind of thing. Is that right? I mean, are you going to be able to start working tomorrow? You know what I mean? Are you going to, has it stopped you?
Yeah, yes, it did. I mean, they you know, obviously seized a lot of the servers. You know, they seized the computers, phones. It did stop what we were doing. You know, this has been something that I've worked on for the past year, maybe longer than a year. And so it's kind of been a weird, you know, last 24 hours not getting to work on it. Certainly having a rise withdrawals.
Yeah, you were pretty much done from what I remember. You were just about to launch everything, correct? You were getting close to that.
We got close, and then, you know, obviously we met some of the BitShares founders, and, you know, we really kind of fell in love with graphene technology, and we started to rebuild a lot of aspects around it. And so we felt it was going to be more powerful, and it was certainly exciting. And then, you know, Sean came on, and we started doing the virtual reality stuff that we've been putting videos out on that was really, really exciting. And, you know, I'm still in a state of shock that, I mean, like, they just took, you know, a software project that we were working on, a legitimate software project that, you know, all of us have dedicated our lives to, and you know, certainly everybody that was there that they questioned, you know, they'd ask them, you know, hey, has Jared paid you? And they all said no. They said, well, why hasn't Jared paid you? Why are you here? And, you know, a lot of our guys said, all of them said, because we believe in this, you know. And so it's just, it is a sad day, but it is also a good day. You know, I said in the beginning that I would fight, you know, and certainly that's something that I'm going to do and keep my word on that. But, you know, this is Jefferson versus Hamilton all over again, you know, in my eyes. And, you know, this is the great debate. You know, it's something that, you know, we can't just let pass by. You know, this is something that I think we were so close to really bringing the first decentralized bank to the people. And now, you know, it's held in limbo. And so I hope, you know, that Jones Day takes care of our contributors' assets. I hope that, you know, we can all sit down and talk about, you know, what we've been building and, you know, why it's good for people. And I hope that we can come to something to where we can actually release this and do the right thing. And so, you know, we've never had any sort of bad intent in this project. We've never wanted to hurt anybody.
But
never asked us for a refund. We gave them a refund. So
are they saying that you're not paying people, that it's not real? Are they saying that, you know, that,
well,
what are they saying? What are they telling you that happened? Why are they doing this to you? What are they saying the reasons are? And you know what? We're going to take a break. So when we come back, that's what we'll ask you. So, you know, let me know what your answer is going to be then. Let's take a break. So hang in there. I'm talking to Jared Rice Sr. of Arise Bank. He's founder of the first decentralized bank on the blockchain, and it's a very wonderful thing. I mean, great stuff. And then yesterday got raided, and here he is talking. I think that takes a lot of courage to talk and say what just happened, and then we're going to find out when we come back exactly what they said as well as what they plan to do, and to see if this is, I don't know. I'm hearing conspiracy. I'm hearing all sorts of things from people. So, anyway, that's what's going on in the crypto world right now. So more with Jared coming up here. You're listening to Coast AM, and I'm Connie Willis. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis, and we are discussing what was the first and is the first world cryptocurrency bank on the blockchain called Arise Bank, founder, Jared Rice Sr. Jared, so, and we're trying to find out what actually happened because, gosh, we're hoping that this works out for you. It's a wonderful thing that you have put together, and a lot of people are really looking forward to it. However, so you're raided yesterday morning. They have guns in your face at your house. They seize everything that you have, computer, phones, crypto. You had to get a new phone to give us a call, memory cards, all sorts of crazy things. But you did talk with them for a while. Did they actually take you in? Were you actually arrested, or did you get to stay at your home?
We got to stay.
Okay.
Yeah, they did not arrest us.
Okay. I just want to make sure that, you know, right now you are here to be able to say what happened, because there's going to be there's obviously already a lot of talk out there in the crypto world. So I want you to say what it is so that everybody will know right from, you know, the horse's mouth kind of thing. So when these guys did this, I mean, they had to say something. Did they say you're not paying your investors? Did they say because I know in Dallas or in Texas, it's state law not to use the name bank. So is that the big problem? Is it investors? And what is going on now? Is everybody out? Is it gone?
Well, you know, really one of the issues that I think they had brought to us was I couldn't tell if they thought the bank deal wasn't real. And that was certainly something that we talked about. I mean, I was in such shock just during the interrogation that I don't really remember a lot of the questions exactly. But I do remember, you know, them asking about the bank and you know, it's not FDIC insured. And yeah, we had actually made a correction. You know, I had made a mistake and I did not read PR before it went out. I just agreed for it to go out and it was a mistake of mine. And I took, you know, the blame for that. And then obviously we issued a correction that, you know, KFMC Bank Holding Company was not the bank. It was just the holding company for the bank. And so, you know, I called the broker for that deal last night, and I asked him, you know, have you been contacted by the FBI? He said no, which was interesting to me. And so, you know, him and I talked for a good hour last night, and, you know, I just kind of filled him in on what they were saying. And anyways, he actually got a letter today and has let us know that he received a receivership order, which I guess means that they would want to take over whatever him and I were working on, which obviously means that they now probably know that Richard and I and Kurt and the others involved in this acquisition were actually doing a real acquisition. So, you know, that's a good thing, I think. Now, I'm not going to speculate much. I mean, that's all I can do. But, you know, Richard has been, you know, very, very honest during this process with us. You know, he's become really a part of the team.
And who is Richard? You
know, Richard Smith. So he, HFTI is his company, and they do high-frequency trading algorithms. And, you know, he had known a guy named Kurt Matthew who actually buys and sells banks quite often, to my understanding. So, you know, he had connected the deal for us. And so, you know, we had a pretty extensive talk last night, as you could imagine, because I was saying to him, you know, if you've had me fooled or if you had, you know, and he said he assured us, you know, and the way I looked at it last night was, you know, if he did, he wouldn't have answered the phone. And he certainly wouldn't have talked to me for an hour. And, you know, Richard offered to fly down to Dallas in the coming days and, you know, talk with us and meet with us. And, you know, him and I communicated all day.
Hey, Jared, you're in a really bad spot. This is one of the reasons we don't use cell phones on here. You need to move to a better spot so that we can hear you, because we definitely want to hear what you have to say. And just for time reasons, I definitely wanted to come from you, but just for time reasons. So let me ask these questions again, just so we can get this out and we know that we got it out. Why are they saying, what is it that they said you did that they could put a gun in your face?
Well, it wasn't really an FBI issue, I don't think. You know, the SEC came and served us with a civil suit claiming that a Rice coin was a security. And so I think the FBI was there to search and seize you know, what they needed to give to the receiver, if that makes sense. You know, they obviously asked us questions and things of that nature, and, you know, we cooperated with them. But really, what's really here is this SEC suit. So, you know, the SEC thinks that Arise Coin is a security. They think that AI Exchanger, our algorithmic trader, actually pays profits out to Arise Coin contributors, and that's false. You know, the 1% broker fee for AI Exchanger goes into a pool that covers fees on our platform. They also had copy and pasted some of my own words, coincidentally, in the SEC filing, where it says that Arise Coin is dependent on Arise Bank, which in our mind and our counsel's mind, it makes it a utility, not a security. And we believe that it's a utility because, I mean, by definition, you know, if Arise Coin is needed to use Arise Bank, it's just like, you know, a Chuck E. Cheese coin. You know, you got to have Chuck E. Cheese coins to go play the games. Yes. You know, so we've always looked at it as a utility, and certainly we stand by that. And, you know, the other thing that I think that they got wrong, well, I know they got wrong, is the fact that they believe that EACO, which is the expiring format of Arise Coin, is distributed to the people who originally invested in it. And that's false, because even in my own words that were placed in this document, it clearly states that it is evenly distributed to all wallet holders, which would mean technically that even if the wallet had a zero balance, that they would still receive EACO in that wallet. And so, you know, I think that there's a misunderstanding there as far as how our platform works. I also believe there's a misunderstanding on a lot of the other elements, which is, you know, they said that we had ATMs available right now, and we don't. Clearly, at find.arisebank.com, if that's even up anymore, some of them are, some of them aren't, it clearly says coming soon, and it's always said coming soon, and I was very clear to them on that. So, you know, it's about, well, you offer a debit card and, you know, there's no debit card systems and this and this. And I said, you know, it's a vision. I mean, everything that we're working on is a vision. It's in progress. We're building it. We're developing it. You know, we don't have any bad intent here. You know, our intent this entire time was to deliver a product and you know, obviously to distribute a Rise Coin so that they can use that product.
Jared, do you think that, and let me get it all out. I'm a girl. That's what we do. We kind of think as we talk or anything. But I want to get it straight in my head. Do you think that your I'm going to throw out a series of things here. Do you think you're maybe wrongly accused, or there's disinformation, or it is the difference of communication between this new crypto world and the platform from the old? Or do you also even possibly think it could be government intrusion on, hey, we don't want you guys to take over the banking system? Do you think any of that is what's going on?
Well, first, yes, I think that there are people that do not want to see this. Obviously, it's a peer-to-peer banking platform. I definitely believe that. I do believe that there are powers that be, and, you know, they may crucify me for saying it, but I do believe that, certainly. Now, again, you know, this is a threat to traditional banking because, you know, people are forced to go to these traditional banks. They're forced for these people to hold their money. And so to have a platform where they can maintain their own funds and they could have their own, you know, decision-making process and nobody could really take it from them is certainly powerful.
In fact,
obviously it's a disruptor, if you want to get frank. And so, yes, I'm sure, I mean, how could there not be at least one person in the world that's upset about it? I'm sure there is, you know, so I think that's one side of it. The other side of it is I'm around blockchain experts every day. You know, that's no secret. You know, obviously I have some pretty high level conversations with some high level people, in this industry, and, you know, they seem to get everything that we're doing. They go to our website, they read it, they say, man, I understand this. This is great. You know, I want to be a part of this. And so, you know, I think that there are people at the SEC. I think that there are people at the FBI. who do understand it, and then there are people who don't understand it. And I don't think it's their position to, you know, come in and try to be the ones who try to regulate something like this that is so complex and so technical, when in truth, you know, there are better people to do that. At the very same time, I think that this is a moment to really open our eyes to the fact that stock and securities that the SEC has been used to regulating for so many years are quite different than blockchains and cryptocurrencies. And I think that that shows in their filings. I think that shows in the kind of discussions that we have. And I'm going to be really quite honest with you. The lawyers at Jones Day who were receivers, I will compliment them in the sense that they were very knowledgeable. You know, Mark and another gentleman that was with him were very knowledgeable and far more knowledgeable than the person whoever wrote the SEC filing. And so I think that, you know, and this isn't meant to hurt feelings. I think that, look, if we're going to have an open discussion about this, something that is truly world-changing, and we're going to talk about how we regulate it fairly for people, we've got to have people at that table that truly understand it. And I think that that's the only fair way to do this. And so, you know, if they could supply that, I think we would have excellent conversations, and I think we could actually get somewhere.
Well, Jared, I got to tell you something. Again, just for time reasons here, sorry I couldn't have you on longer, but I am impressed at the way you sound. I don't know if I would sound like that if guns were at my face, you know, just yesterday morning. So I'm really impressed at how you're handling this and what you're saying and what you're standing up for. It, you know, you can tell the passion that you have behind you of what you have brought to the table. And I hope it is something that everybody can figure out, because I do know that when you were telling me before previously on an interview, it sounded great. I mean, you were helping put it in layman's terms for people like me, you know, outside of the crypto world. But it was really cool. I was looking forward to it. I was thinking, this is a really cool thing. It was going to help so many people. Yeah. And so I really hope that you can work it out for those of us in the world that want this difference and this change. So I really do hope you guys can figure it out, and it doesn't go to where, you know, I would think they'd at least give you, did they give you some warning before they came into and just took everything out? Did you get a piece of paper saying, hey, you better stop this now or we're coming to get you? Or they just came and did that?
Well, yeah, we had no warning, but I'll say this before we run out of time. We've had,
yeah, you got about a minute.
Yeah, we've had patriots who have come to our aid, who are helping put together a legal defense fund for us. Real people who, you know, really care about the freedom of people in this country. They stand for our constitutional rights. Some of them are ex-military. Some of them are just blockchain guys. I call them blockchain heroes. You know, they've really come to our aid to help us. They've started I think it's like a Twitter page called A Freedom Fund. And so, you know, they've got they're running that for us. And so we're very grateful to have people who, you know, not only still believe in what we're doing and understand what we're doing, but they're here to fight with us all the way to the very end. So
okay.
It's very motivating.
Okay. And just quickly, so that's your plan, right? Just to fight it. Do we, you know, I think you were going to launch like in a month or so. So what does it look like now? Is this something that's going to take maybe years before we see you now?
Well, you know what? I'm an advocate for this industry. I'm an advocate for, you know, decentralized banking. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, nobody, they can seize computers, they can seize phones, they can seize, you know, everything that they want to seize, but they can't seize a vision. You know, and that vision is going to carry on regardless of if it's me or if it's somebody else. We never did this for money. You know, we did this to change the world, and, you know, if somebody else wanted to carry that vision on, if we're unable to do so, I'll be right there with them and rooting them on and being an ambassador for that. And so, you know, I'm not going anywhere. You will see me often.
Well, do you think it will be worked out?
I think so. I think that we, you know, I think that what they gave us was very, I don't think they understand anything that we're doing, you know. And, you know, I think that when you look at the filing, nothing makes sense. I mean, there's a lot of information in there, like our president went to jail for 5 years. He never went to jail for 5 years. There's just a lot of information in this filing that is totally false. And so, yeah, we're loving our chances. We're very, very positive about it. And, you know, we're really looking forward to this February 8th hearing that we've got in federal court. And we're going to be there, suit and tie, and proud as always.
All right. Jared Rice, Sr., where can we find you? Is there anywhere we can look you up and keep up with you?
Yeah, Twitter, J-Rice Arise, so J-R-I-C-E-A-R-I-S-E. And you can find me on Facebook. I am the only Jared Rice, Sr., I believe, on Facebook. So J-A-R-E-D-R-I-C-E and then S-R for senior.
All right. Well, thanks for being courageous enough to give us the exclusive here and tell it like it happened on the platform here. I really appreciate that. Best of luck
You're
to you, Jared.
You're very welcome. Always
Thank you.
A pleasure, Tony.
Take care. Take care. Jared Rice, Sr. of Arise Bank. We'll keep in touch and let you guys know what's going on with him. You heard it from the horse's mouth right there. I hate to say that, horse's mouth, because I don't want you guys visualizing him that way. It doesn't look like that at all. So I appreciate him doing that for us. We are got some really interesting things coming up here for you next hour. I think you're going to like it. ETs and ghosts from the light of the sun. Well, yeah. That's possible. And a water bottle and some steel to let it refract upon. Huh. Hey, you're going to like this. William Lawrence is coming up for us next here with Bent Light. It's Coast to Coast AM. You're listening to I'm Connie Willis.